Today's daf is Brachis daf Nun Vav, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Beis Shmuel Ki Abichazi Chelma Bicha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and I just want to mention again that anyone that's interested in participating in our Chabura Sim, it will be held next Thursday in Brooklyn, in a restaurant at 6:30 p.m. You have to RSVP. You can do so by emailing brooklyn.dafbysruli@gmail.com, or you can reach out to Aryeh Gelbard or Shui Brick. So we're moving along, discussing halachos about chalomos. Why are we talking about dreams? We just started the last parak of Masechtas Brachos, which discusses brachos. It began with the bracha that one has to make if he sees Mokim Shenasu Boy Nisim Li Yisrael. He says, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lav Yisenu. But Mokim Hazeh, the Gemara said that the same is true for every individual. If he passes a place or he sees a Mokim that a miracle happened to him, even if it's a personal miracle, he too has to make the same bracha, albeit b'lashon yachid. The Gemara went from there and mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, arba tzrichim lahoidos. Once we mention something Rabbi Yehuda said that involved a number, there are four people that have to give shevach v'idat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once upon a time, they brought a carbon toida. Today, they say, agoyim l'chayavim toivim shag malani kol toiv. So the Gemara went and mentioned different things that Rabbi Yehuda said that involved a number. One of the things involved a choloim, we mentioned dream, three black regarding dreams. Says the Gemara on that note. This is daf number two. Shmuel, Kavichazi Chamabisho, when he saw a bad dream, Omar, he would quote the following pasuk in Zechariah, Vachaloimois Hashav Yedabero. He would say that Chaloimois are shtosim, shav, they're meaningless. So the fact that he saw a bad dream shouldn't mean anything. Kavichazi Chamatova, when he saw a good dream, however, Omar, he would say, Vichia Chaloimois Hashav Yedabero. He would say, Balash and Bitmiya. He wanted it to happen. But there's another pasuk that says, Bachaloim Adaber Boy. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking and saying that I communicate with the Nevi'im through the medium of a chaloim. So you see that there is something to a dream. Regardless, Shmuel used the pasuk that served his interest to describe the dream that he saw. But at the end of the day, there seems to be a stira. On the one hand, Vachaloim es Hashav Yedaberu. On the other hand, the pasuk says, Vachaloim Adaberbo. It says, Ravi Rami. Ravi, in fact, asked this stira. The pasuk says, Vachaloim Adaberbo. Vachaloim es Hashav Yedaberu. Loi kasha. Kan al yedei malach. Kan al yedei shade. Ravi said this to dinim in dreams, where brisk meets dreams. There's two dinim. There's a dream that comes al yedei malach. There's a dream that comes al yedei shade. The dream that comes al yedei malach, that's b'chaloi madaber boy. The dream that comes al yedei shade, that's b'chaloi mois hashav yedaber. Amar Rabbizna bar Zavda, Amar Rabbi Yakiv, Amar Rabbi Panda, Amar Rabbi Nachum, Amar Rabbi Yirai, Mishum Zokin, Echad. Manoi, who's the Zokin that this is all attributed to? Is Rabbano. Esrim Rabbah Poizu Chaloi Mois Hayib Yerushalayim. There were 24 people in Yerushalayim that knew how to interpret dreams. Pam achas cholamti chaloi. So Rabbano said, once upon a time, I had a dream. And I went to all 24 people that knew how to interpret dreams to hear what they had to say. I went to 24 people and I got 24 opinions. But v'kulam this guy will be. But all 24 happened. L'kayim mashen emar. And this was a kiyum of what that a dream really is interpreted based on the way it was interpreted. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So the way you're poiser acholim, that's the way it's actually going to play out. So Rabbanah said that he went to 24 different people, they all told him something else, and they all came true. L'kayim mashenemar. L'kayim mashenemar sounds like it's a pasuk. Is there a pasuk somewhere that says, kol ha-chaloyim ha-yishol ha-nachar ha-peh? So the Gemara says it, meaning, even though there's no mefurish pasuk that says those words, but this is something that's derived from a pasuk. How do you know that all dreams are based on peh, shenemar, vayikasha pasalonu, Kain Hayolanu, and this is referring to the dreams of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim, that you see that Kashapasa Lanu Kain Lanu, what Yosef HaTzadik said was going to happen to them happened, but the Gemara is darshaning that it's because he said that that was going to happen, that that's what happened. Because at the end of the day, the way you're poiser the cholim is the way the cholim plays itself out. Amar Rava, v'hudem afashlem einchem. You have to read the fine print, meaning it's not always true. This is only true if the interpretation makes sense. It's me'ein the cholim. If it's not me'ein the cholim, then this isn't true. Shenemar ishka chaloy moi poser, meaning it was kechaloimai. It made sense. It resonated. But if it's not something that makes sense, then of course this won't be true. Vayar sarah oifin. The sarah oifin saw. What's the end of the pasuk? Ki toif pasam. You know, yada. How did the sarah oifin know that Yosef's interpretation of his dream was the right interpretation? So the sarah oifin and the sarah mashkin both had dreams. Not only did they both have dreams, but the sarah oifin had a dream, and in his dream he saw the pisroin, the interpretation of the sarah mashkin's dream. The sarah mashkin had a dream, and in his dream he saw the pisroin of the sarah oifin's dream. So the sarah oifin and the sarah mashkin each knew that the interpretation of their respective dreams was accurate, because the other one had dreamed what the interpretation was. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Hishkin, v'nafal le'pasuk l'tayfiv. A person wakes up in the morning, and the first thing that comes into his mouth is a pasuk, harezu nevuah ktana. It's a nevuah ktana. Incidentally, you find that psukim sometimes were nevuahs. The Gemara says in a bunch of places that different amayram, tanam, would see a child, and they would say, psuk li psukech. What was the purpose of it? Because they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends nevuah sometimes through ketanim. And psoikli psukech was like a goyro lagro. It was a way of knowing something that otherwise you have no business knowing. So a pasuk sometimes is a sign of nevuah. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you wake up in the morning and a pasuk just pops into your mouth, harezu nevuah ketan. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, shloshe chalim mitzvos kamim. There are three types of dreams that happen. Chalim shal shachris, a dream that a person has in the morning, meaning at the end of the night or early in the morning. Chalim shal chalim lechaveroi. If somebody else has a dream about you, that's a dream that is going to happen. Vachalim shenifta b'toy chalim. If a person has a dream and in the dream he sees the interpretation of the dream, that's another sign of a dream that's going to happen. Yesh oimrim, af chalim shenishna. A dream that a person has a second time, shenema, because you see by Paroi, val yishonei sachaloi. Paroi didn't just dream it once, he dreamed it twice, and it all played out. So you see that if a person dreams and then dreams again, so that's a skula that it's going to happen. Amr Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yoinesan, ein maron loy la'adam, ela mehurhurei liboy. When a person dreams, he dreams things that he thought about. Shenema, ant malko rayoinoch, al mishkofcha saliku, a person's rayoino, it says machshavos are al mishkofcha. Iba yisem mehacha v'rayoine levavcha tinda. Amar Rava teida. I'll prove it to you. Deloy machvi leile inish. A person never dreamed. Loy dikla de dahava of a dekel, a tree that was made of gold. Veloy pila dial b'koy for the machta. He said, you ever know someone that dreamed of an elephant going through the hole of a needle? No, why not? Because people don't think about that. At the end of the day, dreams happen based on what people think about. The case I asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Amritu de Chachmisu Tuva. So there was a lot of interaction throughout Shas between Rabbi Shua ben Chananya and the higher ups, different important people. So one of the exchanges, the Kesar of Roimi, told Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Amritu Chachmisu Tuva. I understand the Jews are considered very, very smart. Emoli mai chazina b'chalmoi. If you're so smart, if you're such a genius, can you tell me what I'm going to dream tonight? I'm like, yes, I can tell you what you're going to dream tonight. He said, Chaz is the Meshach Rilach Parsoi. You're going to see that the Persians are going to attack you, and they're going to take you into captivity. V'gar v'vach, and v'roi v'vach shikzi b'chutshu d'dahava. And they're going to make you shepherd pigs using a golden staff. Anyways, he heard this, he was so frightened. Here, Kula Yom, he thought about it the whole day. Lord Tachaza, and then he dreamed it at night because you dream about what you think about. Oh, the Shvul Malka, he was the king of Persia. He told Shmuel, who lived in Paras, I understand that you're very, very smart. Same thing. Tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. He told him, you're going to dream that the Romans are going to attack you. So Rabbi Shmuel Chananya, who was under the Roman government, told the Romans that you're going to dream about the Persians. Shmuel, who was subject to Shvul Malka, was from Paras, told Shvar Malka, you're going to dream about the Romans, but it's the same difference. And when they take you into captivity, they're going to force you to grind the pits of dates with a rechayim that's made out of gold. Here, Kula Yom, he thought about it the whole day. And at night, he had the dream. So the Gemara from here onto Amud Beis, literally take us through a very, very long Amud, is going to tell one story. Says the Gemara, Maisa Shehoya, Kachoya. Bar Hedya Mefasha Chel Mehava. Bar Hedya was a well-known person. This is what he did for a living. Mandi Yovla Agro. Anyone that paid him for a translation, Mefashalei the Malyusa, he would give him a very positive interpretation. Mandalo Yovla Agro. If somebody didn't pay him, Mefashalei Greyusa, then he didn't give him such a good interpretation. Abaye Verov says the Gemara Chazu Chelma. Abaye Verov both dream, and it's amazing because the Gemara now is going to go through several dreams that Abaye Verov had, and they seem to have had the same dreams. So Abaye Verov, they're always together in Shas. They're even dreaming the same things. Maybe they were thinking about the same things. As a result, they were dreaming the same things. But the point is, Abaye Verov were having the same dreams. Says the Gemara, and they came to Bar Hedya and they said that, you know, we had these dreams. Could you please interpret it? Now, Abaye Yovle, Abaye gave money. Rava lo Yovle, Rava didn't want to pay him. Says the Gemara, Amri le, Abaye and Rava both told Bar Hedya, Akrina Bechelman, we had a dream, and in the dream we saw the following pasuk, a pasuk in the Teichacha. It says, Sharcha tevuach leinecha, you're going to have a geshacht in a shar that's going to be in front of you. The end of the pasuk that the Gemara doesn't bring, here it's in the Bechulu again, v'lo yisoychal mimenu, and you're not going to eat it. Rava Amri told Rava, pasuk iskech, you're going to lose a lot of money. That's a sign you're going to lose your money. You're going to be in such a bad place, it's going to be hard for you to eat. Abaye Amalei, Abaye who paid him, so he gave him a positive interpretation. He told him, you're going to make so much money. You too won't be able to eat, but you won't be able to eat because you're going to be so excited, you won't be able to put food in your mouth. Amalei, they came to him another day, and they told him, we had another dream. Akrinon, in our dream, we saw another pasuk in the Teichacha. It says, Banu Muvanois Toilid, again for Goymer. The end of the pasuk is, V'lo Yiulach, Ki Yelchu Bashevi. You can have a lot of children, but you're not going to have the children. Poshet, it's a pasuk in the Teichacha, because they're going to be taken into captivity. The Rava Amalei Kivish Drusei. So when Bar Hedya told Rava, he says, you want to know what the dream means? Literally, this is what's going to happen. Lo Yalenu, you're going to lose your children. La Bayu Amalei. Abaye told no, you're going to have so many children, that when it comes time to do shidduchim, you won't be able to marry within your family or within your extended family. You're going to have no choice but to marry out. You're going to feel like they married out of town. You're going to feel like they're away from you, but not that they're physically taken into captivity. No, to the contrary, you're going to have so many children that it's going to be a simen bracha. Then they came and they told him, that we saw the pasuk that says, a similar pasuk, your children are going to be given over to another nation, not captivity, but la macher. What is that? Abaye Amalei says, Abaye, Bar Hedya said, means, benachu v'nosach nefish, you're going to have so many children. Atam l'krivach, and then you're going to have an argument with your wife. You're going to tell your wife, you want your children to marry into your family. V'yomer, your wife's going to say, l'krivach. She wants him to marry to her family. V'ach balach, she's going to win. V'yahavis lein l'kriva, and you're going to have no choice but to listen to your wife. And you're going to marry your children off to her mishpacha. D'havi kamachin, it's going to feel like an am acher. But that's all it means. The Rav Amar Rav, he says, no, the visu shchiva, he says, your wife is going to die. V'asu b'nei u'bonsu l'dei itzachriti. And you're going to marry another wife, which means that your children are going to be raised by a stepmother. And the Amar Rava, Rav himself said, Amar Rabbi Yermi Barab Amar Rav, Ma'i Dichsi Banechu V'nei Sechon Nesunol Ma'amacher, Zu Eches Ha'av. The Ma'amacher is, they're going to be raised not by their mother, but by their stepmother. Akrina B'chalmin, Abayev Rav again came to my head and they said, we had another dream. And in the dream we saw the following pasuk, a pasuk in Koheles, Lecha Choyl B'simcha Lachmecha. Sounds like such a good pasuk. Go eat B'simcha. L'Abayu Amalei, he told Abayu, Mar V'chizchach, you're going to make so much money. And you're going to be sitting at a suda where you're going to be celebrating and you're going to quote Shlomo HaMelech who said, Lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha. Rava Amalei, Rava, he said, no, pasit iskach, you're going to lose your money. Tavchis v'lei achas v'shosisah. He says, you're not going to be able to eat. You're going to have nothing. V'karisa l'fakuche pachtach. The only thing you're going to be able to do is give yourself a little hope. And the way you're going to give yourself hope is you're going to read this pasuk, Lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha. Maybe one day I'll be b'simcha. But it's not really because you're besimcha, to the contrary. This is the only thing you're going to have to, you know, maybe hold on to. Agreement, they came to Bar Hedya again. They said, we had another dream. The pasuk says, Zera Rav, Toitzi Asada. And then the end of the pasuk says, Uma'at Tesoif, Ki Achselenu Ha'arba. So Zera Rav, Toitzi Asada. You're going to have a good crop. It's going to be a good year. But everything's going to be eaten up by the locusts. Labayo Amalei Abaye, he told the Mereshi. So don't worry about the end of the pasuk. Focus on the Resh of the pasuk. Zera Rav. Taitse Yazada, the Rava Amalei. The Rava says, no, be safe. You have to focus on the safe of the pasuk. Akrina, they came with another pasuk. Zaysim Yu Lacha, Bechol Gvulacha. That's the first part of the pasuk. Vegoimer. What's the Vegoimer? Veshemen Loisosuch Ki Yishal. So you can have a lot of olives, but no oil. A lot of olives. The Rav Amar Seifa, no oil. It came and they told him, we saw the pasuk that says that all the Ami Yaretz are going to see, Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecha, they're going to fear Klal Yisrael. A beautiful pasuk. Abayu told him, Nafik lo shmad reish masif tahavis. You know what this means? That you're going to become famous. You're going to become a reish masifta. And a masach naflis ba'alm, and the whole world is going to be in awe of you. The Rav Amalei Ravi told him, B'dayana demalke itvar. What's going to happen is, there's going to be a break-in in the oitzer of the melech. A lot of things are going to be stolen. And they're going to accuse you of being the ganav. Rav is the ganav. Umitvas beganvi. V'dayni kuliyal mekavuchayim menachem. Not just that, people are going to be very afraid. V'ro kalami yaretz. People are going to be afraid of the Yorumi Mecca because of what happened to you, because they're going to make a Kal V'chomer. They're going to say that if Rava can be punished, who has influence, and you know he maybe could hire the right lawyers, and still look what happened to him. So they're going to say, what would happen to us? And the Gemara says, this mamash happened the next day, and somehow Rava was the one that was accused of being the Ganav. They came, they said, we had another dream. Chazan Chasa al Pumdani. We saw lettuce that was on top of a barrel. Labayu Amalei, Labayu told him, if iskach kichasa, this is a sign that your parnasa is going to knock like lettuce. It's going to knock like lettuce, Rashi says. It's not one of the simanim, Rosh Hashanah at night. So what does it mean? So Rashi says, number one, it's very wide. And number two, the lettuce, you have the leaves are very close to each other. So it's like a tonight kuffel. It's that doubled over. Regardless, the Rava Amalei marur iskach kichasa. No, lettuce is marur, which is why you don't have it Rosh Hashanah at night. But he said that you're going to have the, it's going to be very bitter. Amri lei, chazim bisra pumdani. We saw meat that was on the top of a barrel of wine. Labayo amalei basim chamruch fasakuli alma the mizban bisra v'chamruch minach. It's because your wine is going to be very, very good. And people are going to come and they're going to want to buy wine from you. And this is symbolic in the fact that the meat's on the wine. Because the wine smells so good that it's infusing a good odor, an aroma, into the meat. They're going to buy your wine, they're going to buy your meat. The Rava Amalei, Rava, he said, Takiv chamrach, v'asik kuliyam, l'bizim b'zor l'meichamei. No, just the opposite. Your wine is going to go bad. The only thing you'll be able to use your wine for is to somehow give it an aroma to the meat. Rashi says that you see from here that Abaye and Rava were both in the wine business. This is what they did. They were both Meichre Yayin. I saw in the Daf Al Daf from David Mandelbaum Shlita, so he brings from, that he saw in a journal, B'Kovitz Echa, that a Chacham said that this is Abaye L'Shitasa, because Abaye said, in Brachas Daf Lamed, hey, Ahar Be'yasu K'Rab Shim Ba'yichoy V'lo Yosu B'yodin. Abaye is the one that said it. So L'Shitasa, he earned the Parnasa, he was Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz. You see that he was a Meichre Yayin. Amri Lei Chazen Chaviso, the Tali B'diklo. We saw a chavis of wine, it was hanging on a dekel. So again, you appreciate it more now that you know that this is what they did for Parnasa. Labaya Amalei, so Abaya Barhead, you said, Madu Yischach K'diklo. Your Parnasa, you're going to have such a good year, your numbers are going to shoot up so high, they'll be like at the top of a tree. The Rava Amalei Chali Yischach K'damri. He says, no, he says, it's on a dekel. A dekel is where you have tamarim. Dates are very sweet, and he told them it's going to be sweet. What does it mean to be sweet? So Rashi says sweet means that you're going to have to sell it for so cheap that people are going to come. They're going to get a sweet deal. They're going to get a good deal. That's what it means, sweet. Alternatively, sweet in the sense that if you sell wine, you don't want the wine to be sweet, because sweet wine isn't as chashav as dry wine. So he told them, your wine is going to be sweet. It's not going to be so chashav. Amalei, they told him, Chazan Rumana de Katchi Apumdani. We saw pomegranates. They were growing out of our wine kegs. What does this all mean? Labayo, Amalei, Abayo. He told Ashik Iskach Kurumana. He said, remind them are very expensive pomegranates. He said, it's going to be very, very expensive. You on the Rava Amalei Kavi Iskach Kurumana. No, it's going to be sour. It has like a sour taste to remind. Your parnasa is going to go, Amri Lei, Chazen Chavisa Danafal Abira. We saw again a chavis of wine. This is their parnasa. It fell into a bar. Labayo Amalei Abayi told him, is mit be Iskach. Yours. Schair is going to be so rare that people are going to be searching for it. The mamash go into to Beirut to try to find. The pita, the bread, fell into a bar. You can't find it. That's a sign that it's chashav. The Rav Amalei Ravi told him, "Pasit iska v'shadus lay the beer." No, your schair is going to be so bad that you're just going to throw it into the garbage. You're going to throw it into the proverbial bar. Amri Lei, they told him, "Chazinam bar chamara." We saw a chamar. Dekoi iston v'noyer. It was standing right by our head. So they both had this dream that there's a donkey that's by their head, and it was braying. Labayo Amalei, he told Abayo Malka Havis, V'koya Meir Aloch, you're going to be the Melech, and you're going to have a Maturgamin, the Chamar that you see, this is the Maturgamin, the Amora, who's going to be saying over you a shit. Labayo Amalei, he told him, Petach Chamar, Gar Mitfilech. He told him, no, it means something completely different. He said, go check your tefillin. And in your tefillin, by the words, Petach Hamor, you're going to see, it doesn't say Petach Hamor there. I'm going to say, Dichazali V'Yisei. Rav said, I checked my tefillin. I know it says Petach Hamor. I'm going to leave Vav, the Petach Hamor. This is what you saw in your dream. The Vav of the word Petach Hamor. The Gemara says, Vesoif, afterwards, Rav felt that, you know what, instead of going together with Abaya to show Abaya his dreams, let me go myself. So Azal Rav L'chudei L'gabe. He went by himself without Abaya. Amalei, he told him, Chazoi Dasha Bereisa Denafal. I saw that the door of my house fell down. Amalei, Ishtecha Shafcha. Means your wife is going to die. Amalei, Chazoi Kochai Veshine Denater. My teeth fell out of my dream. Amalei, B'nach Avansach Shafcha. Your children are going to die. Amalei, told him, Chazoi Tarti Yoni Defarchan. I saw two doves flying away. Amalei, Trey Nashi Magashas. You're going to divorce two wives. Amalei, Chazoi Trey Galer. Galide the lifter, I saw two heads of turnips. Amalei train kulfi balat. It means you're gonna be knocked twice. Two people are gonna you're gonna be punched twice. Also, Rav, the Gemara says that day, Rav went, he sat the whole day in Bismedrish. Ashkechani trade sagi nahir that we convinced about Adin. There were two sagi nahars that were in an argument with each other. Also, Rav the Furkinu. So Rav went, he tried breaking it up. They both hit him. And Rav got two chaps. So one of them picked up his hand and he wanted to hit him a third time. I only saw two in the dream. I saw two turnips. Not three. I can't get hit again. Shrei Chazai. The Saif, the Gemara says, Asa Rav of Yav Le'agas. Again, Rav tried everything. Rav had dreams. He felt that he wanted to be poised as Chaloim as he goes together with Abaya. And everything he tells him is for the bad. And as we'll see soon, everything actually happened. And then Rav said, you know, let me try this a little bit differently. Let me go by myself. I'll go without Abaya. Maybe it'll be a Shtani Mazel. Didn't. Nothing changed. It was the same story. Afterwards, Rav said, you know what? The only thing I could think of is maybe Ichtaf and gave him a Pudala. So he went and he started paying him. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav of Yavah, Asa Rav Yavah Liagri paid him. Amalei, Rav told Barhead, yeah, I had a dream. Chazoy, Ashisa Denafal. And in my dream, I saw him, the wall of my house, one of the walls fell down. Amalei told him, oh, your wall fell down. Oh, that's the best dream you could have. He said, Nechasim b'lei mitzarim kanisa. He says, you're going to buy, you're going to own real estate with no mitzarim. Yom v'dorim derash. Right? You're going to have. Amalei, so he told him, Chazaya panda na abaya denafa. Then he said, in my dream, I saw Abaya's house fall. V'chasyan afge, and the dirt of his house came crumbling down. Covered me. Amalei told him, Abaya shafich, Abaya's going to die. Umesifte asi legabach, and you're going to take over his shtala. You're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Amalei chazaya panda dididinafo. Then he said, I saw my own house full. Vasi kuliyamu shakal leveinasa leveinasa. People were coming, they were taking bricks. Everybody was coming and looting my house. Amalei, so he told him, Shmaitzach mebajum ba'almo, your Torah is going to be spread all over the world. Amalei told him, chazay deifka reishi venasa moikri. He said, I had a dream, and in the dream, my head split into two. Venasa moikri, and my mayach, my brain, fell out. Amalei, so he told him, it's not a bad dream. Ujrum yibesad yanafak. All it means is you're going to come home, you're going to go to your pillow, you're going to see the feathers of the pillow came out, which is where you put your head when you go to sleep. That's all it means. Amalei, so he told him, akriyun halela mitzra b'chelm. In my dream, I was saying the Egyptian halal. Hala mitzvah. What does that mean? Halal. Halal. Stam halal is called halela mitzra. Amalei, nisa mitzra achshilach. It means that a miracle is going to happen to you. Have a ko'ozul bahadei ba'arbo. The Gemara says that as this was happening, Barhedya and Rava were together on a boat. Omar, Barhedya really believed in his interpretations. So he said to himself, one second. I just told Rava that Rava is going to have a miracle take place. Maybe the miracle is going to happen right now. Maybe something's supposed to happen at sea. He's going to have a miracle. Maybe I'm not supposed to have that miracle. I didn't have the dream. So he said, "Bahadi gavid misrach shel nisa lamali." Why am I dreng zech with a person that I know is about to have a miracle take place? Says the Gemara, he says, you know, this is not such a good idea. Let me get off the boat. Badi the Kosolik, as he was getting off the boat, Nafal Sifra Mineh, he dropped his book. So Rava went, very innocently, to pick it up and to give it to Barhedya. As Rava picks it up, Ashkechei Rava, v'chaz adavik sifbe. He opens it up and he saw that it said the following, Kol ha-chaloymois, helchen acharapeh. There's no chachma to being a boy of chaloymos, but rather it's like a nevuah. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Kol ha-chaloymos hochen achar ha-peh. Amma, so Rava turns to Barhedya and he tells him, Rosha v'didach kaima. You mean to say that this was all in your control and all those horrible interpretations that you gave me for the dreams that I had, you could have avoided had you given me a positive dream. And you mitzare me so much. Listen to what he said. I'm moichel you for everything. Bar mi bar tid Rav Chisda. That was Rav's wife. Rav's wife was Rav Chisda's daughter. Rav Chisda was Rav's shver. He said, ich bin dich moichel for everything. But I'm not moichel you for the fact that you caused my wife to die. Yehi Rava, he said, hugavra. And then Rav said a tefillah. You should be captured by a Medina that will have no Rachmanis on you. Omar, so Bar-Hedya said to himself, now I'm in trouble. My Evid, what should I do? So he said, Gemiri, we know the killers, Chacham, after the Bechina Miba. That if Chacham gives a klal for nothing, it happens. Vikolshkein Rabbi, the Medina Kalai. And certainly a klal of a Chacham. Where he's doing Alpidin. So we spoke about a bracha Alpidin. This is a klal Alpidin. Eikon Vagli. He says, I better run away. Why? Don't my mind. Maybe that's my only hope. Golis mechaperes halavim. Golis we know could be mechaper. So the Gemara says, come go to the Beirumai. So Rava got up and he went to Rome. Ozla Yosef apischa derish. What's that? Oh, Bahedya, thank you. Come go to the Beirumai. Ozla Yosef. I'm getting caught up in the excitement. Yosef apischa derish tuzina de malko. So he went and he said, start again. Come goli, Yosef apischa derish tuzina de malko. And he sat in front of the treasurer of Rome. This is one of the chashuva people in Rome. Says the Gemara, reish tuzina chazachal. It just so happens that the reish tuzina had a dream. Amale, so he walks outside, he sees Bar-Hedya, and he says, maybe you can help me. I understand you're a big poisach aloim, yes I am. So he says, chazoy chelma, I had a dream, the oil machta bat spasi. And in my dream, a needle went into my finger, and it punctured a little hole in my finger. Amale, he told him, havli zuza, you want an interpretation? So you give me a zuz. He didn't give him. I'm sorry, you don't give me money. I'm not telling you anything, which is a little different than what Bar-Hedya did with Rava. Rava didn't give him money, and he told him. But here he said, I'm not telling you anything. He told him, the next day he comes to him, and he tells him that in my dream, I saw two worms were coming at him, two of my fingers, or worms were coming out of two of my fingers. He told him, "Have Zuzu, you pay me, I'll tell you what this means." Then he said, "I saw worms coming out of my whole hand." He told him, "You want to know what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on." One of the things that you have to watch for the Roman emperor is you have to watch his royal garb. And his royal garb just went bad, and that's the sign that worms are coming out of it. Shami bei Malko. So the Gemara says, when the Melech heard what happened to the royal garb, so Vasyula bei Turzina, they brought the bei Turzina. He had to stand trial now, this treasurer, because he was in charge of the royal garb, and look what happened. Kokotli, they wanted to kill him. Amalusa, they told him, Anoamai, he says, why are you killing me? I see Lahuda Yadavalayomar. So listen, this is an oinus, I'm sorry. But there was a person that knew this. And he could have prevented it. They said, who's the person? He said, Bar-Hedya. He says, how do you know? So he told him the whole story. He knew this was happening. He just didn't want to tell me because I wasn't paying him. I saw the Bar-Hedya. Amri Le, Amtu Zuzu Didach. Because of one Zuz. One little Zuz. Charvu Shiroi de Malka. So the Gemara says, what did they do to Bar-Hedya? Kefisu. And this next few lines is not for the faint of heart. Kefisu train Arzi Bechavlo. They took two cedar trees and they tied them together. Then they took one of Bar-Hedya's feet and they tied it to one of the trees. And the other one of his feet to the other tree. And then they snapped the rope. The two trees went back to where they were supposed to go. And as a result, Bar-Hedya's body was split into two. And that's the end of the story, the rest of the story. That is the story of Bar-Hedya. We'll get back to this. So Ben Dama, who was Rabbi Yishmael's nephew, asked Rabbi Yishmael, I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw my two jaws fall. What does that mean? Amalei told him, there were two Roman officers that were trying to do something bad to you, umesu, and they both died. Amalei, back up part of the right, back up part of the Rabbi Roisi, I had a dream, and in my dream, my nose fell off. Literally. Amalei, he told him, oh, that's a good thing. There was a charoin af that was supposed to be on you, and your nose fell off. That's a sign that the charoin of the af went away. So my two hands fell off. That's also a good sign. It means you're not going to have to work anymore. It's going to be malachta nasas al yedei acherim. Also of brachas lamed hefein. Said I lost my two legs. It's also you're not going to have to walk. People are going to be on a horse like Martcha Tzadik. You're going to be fine. Chazoy Darmeli said I saw in a dream they told me ba'adar misas that I'm going to die in Adar. And you're not going to say Nisan. So he was very scared. Maybe it was other when this happened. Amalei say he told him, Ba'adrusa Mises. No, what it means is you're gonna die, not in Chaydash Adar, but Ba'adrusa. That you're gonna have a lot of covet. When you die, people are gonna be talking about you. You're not gonna have any nisyoinis. Amalei Ahu Tzaduk Rabbi Shmuel. Tzaduk came to Rabbi Shmuel and he told him, Nisi Shani Mashke Shem Lezeisim. I had a dream, and in my dream, I was putting oil into olives. Amalei say he told him, Ba'ali Mai. You know why? Because you were boil on your mother, and this is what they're showing you in a dream, which he said you know is a fact. Shemen comes from desires. Here the shemen's going into desires. He's being Ba'ali Mai. Amalei say he told him, Chazoy the Katav Leikuchva. I had a dream and I saw that I chapped a star out of the heaven. Amalei say he told him, By Yisrael Ganafta, you stole a yid. That's Nimshal Lekachavim. Amalei he told him, Chazoy the Balati Lekachav. I had a dream that I swallowed a star. Amalei by Yisrael Zevante, you kidnapped a Jew, you sold him, and you took the money and you spent it. Meaning you're eating the star, the proceeds of it. Amalei told him, Chazoy ene denashken adadi. I had a dream, my two eyes were kissing each other. Amalei ba'ala choysa, you ba'ala choysa. The two eyes are like brother and sister. Amalei chazoy denashki siyara. I had a dream and I saw I was kissing the moon. Amalei ba'ala eshes Yisrael. Amalei chazoy de darichna betuna de asa. I had a dream that I was walking in the shade, in the shadow of an asa. An asa is a myrtle. Amalei say, told him, Baal naira hamurasa, because they used to use hadasim as part of the chuppah. So that's the point of naira hamurasa. Amalei say, told him, Chazoy tuna meiloi v'humetatoi. I saw the shadow on top of me, I saw it beneath me. Amalei mishkafcha hafchoch. Not only were you Baal naira hamurasa, but it was done in a backwards way. Amalei chazoy orvi, dahadri lepuria. I saw ravens that were surrounding my bed. Amalei told him, Ishta chazansa me'anoshim harbe. Your wife was mezana with many men, and that's what the ravens are symbolic of. Amalei told him, Chazoy yoyne dehadri lepuria. I saw doves around my bed. Amalei noshim harbe timesa. That's because you are metama many noshim. Amalei told him, Chazoy denokatrein yoyne ufarachin. I had a dream, I was holding two doves, and they both went away. Amalei told him, Tarati noshim nasfis. You married two women, upachutinun belay get, and you didn't give them a get. Amalei, he told him, Chazoy de kalifne bay. I had a dream that I was peeling an egg. On Malaysia, he told him, Shachvi kamishalchis. What it means is that you killed somebody, or there was a dead person, and you took his skin off and you were using it for your personal. Amalei said, so the Tzaduki listened to everything that he told him. And the Tzaduki told Rabbi Yishmael, he said, Kuli isnubi. All the things you just accused me of, that you said were symbolic of my dreams, they all happened. But bar miha the lesson. The last thing, I never took the skin off a dead person. Ad hachi v'achi, as he was saying this, mamish. As yahayetz, a woman came, va'amrelei, and she said, Hai glima de machza, that coat that you're wearing, the gavra ployni here, it belongs to ployni, the miss. He died, and you made it with his skin. Vashlachte. So apparently he did that also. Amalei, Chazoy, da amrile, shavak lo chavuch, nichse bekaputka. So the Tzaduki then told Rabbi Schweizer, I'm not done, I had more dreams. So he told him, I had a dream. In the dream, my father told me that he left me nechasim bekaputka. Now, kaputka was a place. Amalei, told him, are you aware of any assets that you may own in kaputka? Amalei, laugh. Also, labuch lekaputka, did your father used to go on business trips to kaputka? Also not. Amalei, laugh. He says, in Cain, then it means something else. What it means is kappa keshura, dika asira. So what it means is that the 10th beam has money in it. Says the Gemara, Zil chazi kappa derei shasar, go to the 10th beam, shimalei yazuzi, azal ashkach, shimalei yazuzi. Amar Rab Chanina said, haroya ber b'chaloi, and if somebody sees a well in a dream, roya shalom, it's a good sign. He's going to have peace. Shenema vayach beru avde yitzchok banochal, vayimtsu shom be'er mayim chayim. Reb Nosson Oimer Motzah Torah. If somebody sees the Be'er, it means Torah is coming. Shenemar Ki Moitzi Motzah Chayim V'Ksiv Hocho Be'er Mayim Chayim. In the beginning of that pasuk is Vayimtsu Shom Be'er Mayim Chayim. So it's the same terminology. It's a sign of Torah. Rava Amar Chayim Amish. If someone sees a Be'er V'Chaloim, he's going to have Chayim. So either way, this is a good thing. Either he's Roya Shalom, he's Roya Torah, he's Roya Chayim. Amar Reb Chanan said, Shaloi Shloimois. There are three things that if you see in a dream, it's a sign of Shalom. What are they? Nahar, you see a river. Tzipar, you see a bird. Kedera, you see a kettle. So what does a river, a bird, and a kettle have in common? This, that if you see either one of them in a dream, it's a sign of shalom. Says the Gemara, Nahar. What's the makar? That a Nahar brings shalom. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Hinini noita elea kenahar shalom. Tzipar, dichsiv, kitziparim, afayis, ken yongad Hashem, tzavakas, ayyibir shalai. Kedera, dichsiv, Hashem, tishboi shalom. Amrab Chanina, Ubikdeir shein babasar. Again, you have to read the fine print. The only time a kedeira is a sign of peace is only if there's no meat in the kedeira, an empty kedeira. But if there's meat, it's not good already. Shenemar uforsu kasher basir uchavasar betoich kalochas. That's a pasuk of Micha Perek Gimel. It's a bad pasuk in the sense that it's talking about bad things that are going to happen. So the kedeira with meat inside is a sign of something not good, and as a result, that's not a good thing. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Aroya Nor B'chaloyim. If somebody sees a nor in a dream, Yashkim v'yomish, wake up in the morning quickly, and you should say the following pasuk: Hineni noite leo kenor shalom. Why should you say that? Koidem sheyakdimenu pasuk achar, before a different pasuk comes into his mouth, and that is kiyovei kanor tzar. In other words, you find nor associated with good, you find it associated with not such good. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, if someone sees a nor in a chaloyim, be posted the chaloyim in the good way, because right, divrei chaloyma is all based on the pisroy. So quickly say a good pisroy. A roya tzibri b'chaloyim. If someone sees a burning chaloyim, yashkev yemer kitzibarim, office ken yogim v'goymer. Koyin shakamet a pasuk yachol kitzibet nedendas min kina. Again, say the good pasuk before the bad pasuk. A roya kdeiruch. If someone sees a panu chaloyim yashkev yemer Hashem tishbois shalom lanu. Koydem shiikad menu pasuk achar shefois hasir shefois. A roya anovim b'chaloyim. If you see grapes in a dream, yashkev v'yoymer ke anovim b'midbar matzasi Yisrael. A beautiful pasuk. Koydem shiikad menu pasuk. Let's see, you see a mountain in a dream. At the end of the pasuk is Mashmiya Shalom, Mevaser Toiv, Mashmiya Yeshua, Oimer Letzio, Molach Alekoyach. Koinem she yikadmenu pasuk acher al herhorim eso b'chi vanehi. Haroya shofar b'chaloyim. Someone sees a shofar in a dream. Yashkin v'yayimah b'yayimahu yitokah b'shofar gadol. Koinem she yikadmenu pasuk acher tiku shofar b'giva. Haroya kela b'chaloyim. That's how you see a dog in a dream. Yashkin v'yayimah l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yechratz kelev l'shoyne. You should say that if you see a dog, even if it's not in a dream. Koinem she yikadmenu pasuk acher yeshoyimim. Before you have the other pasuk of ha'klovim as a nefesh. If somebody sees a lion in a dream, Yashkin v'yoymer, you should say Arye shag milo yira. Koydin sheik meru pasuk achar ola Arye bim misufchay. Haroya tiglachas bechaloyim. Somebody sees a haircut in a dream. Yashkin v'yoymer vayigalach vayichalif sim loisach. That's what brought in the Yeshua for Yosef atzadik. Koydin sheik meru pasuk achar ki im gulachti v'sarmi many koychi. Haroya be'er bechaloyim. Someone sees a be'er yashkin v'yoymer be'er ma'im chay. Koydin sheik meru pasuk achar kohokir ma'imel. Haroya kana bechaloyim. Let's see a reed in a dream. Yashkin v'yoymer kana rotzutz lo yishbar. So we'll stop here and speak a little bit about dreams. So just a few ha'aras as it relates to dreams. So really there's two ways we can go with this. We can go more anecdotal, or we can go more halacha. So today we'll focus a little bit more on halacha. Maybe tomorrow we'll speak a little bit more maisalach as it relates to dreams. But as it relates to halacha, three ha'aras. Light. The first Torah is the Rishonim all ask a stira between two Gemaras. A Gemara Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph and a Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara Mesechtes Sanhedrin says as follows: A person's father died and he knows that his father left him money, left him a Yerusha, but he didn't know where the money was. Couldn't find it, and he was in terrible pain. The balachaloyim came, but he told him, "This is how much money it is." The makomplainihem, this is where they are, and shomaisa shadihem, meaning I have good news and bad news. The good news is I know where the money is. I can tell you exactly where it is, exactly how much money it is. The bad news is it's not yours. It's mois maisa sheni, or it's yours. It's complicated. Zehoya maisa. This was a maisa shahoya kachoya va'amru, and the chachamim said divrei chaloyim loy ma'ilim v'loy ma'irim. You don't have to assume that the money is maisa sheni. Why? Because divrei chaloyim mois loy ma'ilim v'loy ma'irim. And this is a kiddush because over here the chaloyim got it right. He knew where the money was. He knew how much money it was. So a pesha us a pesha ite. You would think that if the chaloyim revealed to him where the money was and how much money it was. So it's clearly telling something true. If it's telling something true, then that's a sign that it must be everything that it's saying is true. So why don't we assume that the money is Ma'is Hasheni? It doesn't matter. Because Divrei Chaloy Mois, Loy Ma'ilin, V'loy Ma'irin. There's another Gemara, Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Om Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Nidu b'chaloyim, somebody has a dream, and in the dream, they put this person in cherem. See, he wakes up in the morning, is he in cherem? They put him in cherem in a dream. Says the Gemara, Tzoruch yud bnei adam lahat aloy. Yeah. He needs a minion to come and to be matter the cherem. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara of exactly how this works. Freit Duran and all the Rishonim ask, it's a stira between the two sugyas. Here you have a Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed that says, Divrei Chaloi Mois Loi Mayin Lavaloi Meridin. So if the dream revealed that the money that this Yid found was Mois Mais Hasheni, you don't have to worry about it. Don't assume that it's Becheskes Mais Hasheni. Yet here you have a Gemara that says, if someone's put into cherem in a dream, he has to wake up in the morning, he has to be matter the Nidoi. What happened to Divrei Chaloi Mois Loi Mayin Lavaloi Meridin? How come as it relates to the Mois Mais Hasheni, it's not a problem? Yet when it comes to the Nidoi, it is a problem. This is the Rishonim's Kasha, and there's different terutzim that are given to this Kasha, but there's one very famous teretz that the Tashbitz said to answer this Kasha, and it's a big yesoid that's negeya all dreams. The Tashbitz is a chelok beis at Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Reb Tiveger and Gilyan Ashas on that Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says Ayin Chuvas Tashbitz Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Chav Ches. This is one of the Marmekoymis Reb Tiveger felt that he had to write on the side of his Gemara. Take a look at this Tashbitz because this is a very important Marmekoym. It says the Tashbitz, the Pshat's like this. We started this morning's daf with a Gemara. So before we got into all the dramatic stories, we had a very straightforward Gemara. The Gemara said Rava Rami. Rava asked the Kasha. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, V'chaloi mois shavi daberu, that chaloi mois hashtosim. But then again, the Gemara also says, V'chaloi mois adabribay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I communicate to the Malach, to the Nevi'im, through dreams. So which one is it? So Rava said, like Kasha, kan al yidei Malach, kan al yidei Shade. If the dream comes al yidei Malach, it's v'chaloi mois adabribay. If the dream comes al yidei Shade, then it's v'chaloi mois hashavi daberu. Incidentally, I was thinking, when a person says Kriyash Mashal Amita at night, so why do you say Kriyash Mashal Amita? Shmira, that's what it's about. That's what the Gemara says. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriyash Mashal Amita because it's less a chiyuv, it's more about sakana. What do you want to be protected from? So Pasha, the Mazikin, right? It could be you also want to protect yourself from bad dreams. It seems very reasonable. The bad dreams come from the shade. It comes from the shin dalet. Kriyashma, the Balaturim says, starts with a shin, shema. It ends with a dalet echod. So it's a shin and a dalet. It's beautiful. The Kriyashma shalamita protects from the shadim, tarti b'mashma, from the mazikim in the conventional sense, but also the cholim that's ba yudei shin. But regardless, Rava said, b'chaloim adabir boy, that's when the cholim comes aydei malach. B'chaloim is hashavi daberi, the passing in tzchaya, that's when it comes aydei shin. Said the tashbitz alumdis. So how do you say alumdis in such a sugya? So he said alumdis. He said it comes that every single dream is a suffix. It's a suffix. Is this a dream that's b'chaloim adabir boy? We're going to see in tomorrow's after. Gemara says a dream is 1/60th of nevuah. Is this b'chaloim adabir boy? There's an element of nevuah over here. Or maybe if I care, it's v'chaloim eshavi daberu. It's al yidei shade. It's shtosim. It's just there to hurt you. But it's not real. It's a suffix. So what do you do when you have a suffix? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch. You have to go through all the big sugyas and chas to figure out what you do with a suffix. Says the Tashbitz, half of a fella. The Gemara Mesach Nisadar Mdav Chasam Aralev says that a person was put in Chayrim in a dream. Chayrim Nidu is a suffix of a heter. It's a suffix, so you have to go to Chumra. You go to Chumra, you wake up in the morning, you have to be placed. I maybe divrei chaloi mois loi mayin v'loi meridin. Maybe it came al yidei shade. Maybe it's v'chaloi mois shavi daber. It's true, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe it's v'chaloi mois daber boy. Maybe this is 1/60th of Nevuah. And as a result, be suffic, you have to be noyig nidui. But the Gemara, Mesachta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that was discussing mamon. What do you do when you have a suffic mamon? Then there's something called Cheskes Mammon. So there the Cheskes Mammon says, I keep the money. You can't tell me in a dream that what I'm allowed to do with my money. It's mine, I'm a muchzik. So said the Tashbitz, it's not a steer between the two Gemaras. Both Gemaras are coming from the same place. That every dream is a suffix. It's a suffix. It's Ayidei Malach or Ayidei Shei. Zilhacha, you go Gidrei Suffix. And Zilhacha, you go with Gidrei Suffix. The Darim Dav Ches is a suffix. It's a vehet, you have to go to Chumrah. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed is a suffix mamin, cheskes mamin. You can't tell me what to do with my money. And as a result, you can't tell me that Allah is a mitzvah of a right. That's why it's not going to be. Either way, that was the Ayin Tashbitz Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Chav Ches Rav Kivega wrote on the side of his Gemara in Gilyan Ashas. Half of a fellow. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is on that Gemara, Mesachtes Nedarim, Daf Ches, the Ran brings a chiddush from the Rashba. The Rashba said like this. Let's say somebody had a dream, and in his dream, he made a neder. Made a neder. He said, Koinem basa zu'alai. A person makes a neder in a dream. So what's the halacha? Says the Ran, I always thought a neder in a dream is nothing. Elo shel real isi la rajba zal b'tshuva. I found the tshuva zal rajba. Shemaisa bo lefonav. This really happened? Ve'tzrichu heter. And the Rajba said, you have to be matan neder. Now this Rajba's really shver. Why? If you think about it for a second. If someone's put into cherem in a dream, so you have to be noyeg denidoi. Why? Because you don't know who just put you into Cheir. Maybe the Malach put you into Cheir. Maybe he's a shliach of the Mesifta Derekia. You were just put into Cheir by the Pamal Yishamayl. Maybe, or maybe not. Maybe this is all the shade who's trying to scare you. Somebody Safik, you wake up in the morning, Tzara Chasara. But over here, no one was madder you. You yourself made a neder. If I do something in a dream, it's real? What is it? If they tell you something in a dream, okay, then you have to know who's talking to you. Do I have to take it seriously or not? Someone just told me in a dream that the Moy is Meister Shani. Maybe, is he telling me the truth? Who is it? Was it a Malach? Yeah. Is it the Shade? No worries. That's the Sofik. That's the Tajbiz that we just spoke out. Those are the two Gemaras. That's the Gemaras and Hejjan Daf Lamed and the Darm Daf Ches. Oh, but the Rajbi came and he said a whole nother Chiddush that if I do something in a dream, you do something, someone's makad, anything. What, it's chal, there's a toikif to it? You made a neder in a dream, how could that have any chashivos? How in the world could that mean anything? That's the kash. So I'll tell you one ge'oynes that the Chassam Sofer says in a tshuva, and it's in Yerideya, it's tshuva Reish Chav Beis. And the Chassam Sofer over there was discussing with someone in a dream, made a neder, and he brings, of course, this Rajba, this is the Makar, it's a tshuva's a Rajba, they have to be not the neder, and he asks the obvious question, he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, he says, what kind of neder is this? You made a neder in a dream? If you do something in a dream, for sure, l'chur, it's nothing. So why in the world should it require a neder? So he says, I have one etzah. And that is, we know that in order to make a neder, you have to say the neder. You have to speak the neder. But there's one exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? Kachim. Or nidrei mitzvah. Nidrei mitzvah, anything that involves hektish or mitzvah. So there the halacha is, it's learned out from a pasuk, it's a gemara shvus, tav chavav, kol nediv lev oilois, that you can make something a carbon oil, nidrei hektish, you can make even belev. And the Rishonim extend that, not only to hektish, it's true for all mitzvahs. The Chassam Sofer quotes the nusach of Ataras Nadarim, not Atavas Chaloim, that was yesterday, but rather Hataras Nadarim. And he says, just read the lashon that we say. V'chol mine nezir sheh, no, zarti alatzmi, I'm just picking it up. V'afil nezir shimshin. Okay. V'chol, that was also yesterday. V'chol shum isra, afilu isra anosher, zarti alay alachem, v'chol lashon shal isra, bein bilshoin isra, oi cherim, v'chol shum kabbalah, afilu shal mitzvah shekibalti alay. So if you make a kabbalah, that in and of itself is something. You say again later. V'ena ni toy chas v'shal malkim ha'mais ma'toy v'mehem shal asisi. Rechen mischaret al kabbalah sin yonabal shoy neder oy shvoy nezirus ha'isra yicher ma'koinam oy haskama oy ha'bolah b'lay. What's haskama? You have to speak a neder. Not always. Because there's something called nidrei mitzvah. It's based on Rishonim. It's based on that gemara shvoy stav chavok. But the point is, there's a concept of being makabal a neder. I feel a belief, only if it's nidrei mitzvah, says the Chassam Sofer. That the Gemara says that roiv chaloimos are based on what a person thinks about. See, he says it's very yutachin that if this yid, in his dream, made a neder to do something, you know why he made that neder? Because he thought about making the neder. If you think about making the neder, it's going to be chal. So if that's the case, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why you have to be matan neder. You know, be matan a neder you made in the dream. What's fine, a neder is garnish. But if you made a neder in a dream, maybe you thought about it. Again, misafik. And if you thought about it, then for that you need to be matter. Because if you have a machshava to do, a dvar mitzvah, but the Chassam Sofer says, I'm just saying one chiddush then. That it comes out that even the Rajba only said his halacha by nidrei mitzvah. He says, no way he said it by regular nidrei yisr. It's only to get a nidrei mitzvah. And based on that, the Chassam Sofer tools of his agenda in that tshuva. But it's a year a day, a reish chav beis. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. The Rajba never meant that the maisa neder that you made in the cholam is the neder. It's that if you made a maisa neder in a dream, who knows if you aren't thinking about it during the day? And if you were thinking about it during the day, then you have to be matan neder. So you're not being matan neder for what you said. You're being matan neder for what you said reveals to us, which is that you were probably thinking about it. Nidrei mitzvah chal, afilu b'machshava. That's the second hara. The third hara is, it's yidua, there's a sefer that's quoted by the Rishonim. It was written by one of the Rishonim. It's called Shailus Tshuvos Min HaShamayim. So Shailus Tshuvos Min HaShamayim was written by one of the Baalei Tosfos, whose name was Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Yaakov, who was one of the Baalei Tosfos, and he wrote a sefer. In the sefer, he says that everything that I'm writing right now are halachos that were revealed to me in dreams. He said that he would learn during the day. They would have shailos at the end of the day. He would write down the shailah. He would go to sleep, and in his dream, they would come to him and they would tell him answers. And he wrote about some of the most important things in the world. The most famous tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Min HaShamayim is that one of the questions that he asked was, who's right in terms of tefillin. Rashi's tefillin or Beinu Tam's tefillin. He did a Shelas Chaloyim, and he writes in Shalas Shuvas Mid HaShemayim, they told him, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. And in fact, in Shemayim, the Eved Shittah says one way, and the Bezal Shemayla says another way. But either way, this is what was told to him. But he wrote a whole sefer called Shalas Shuvas Mid HaShemayim. And this sefer is quoted by the Mordechai quotes it, and the Radvah, the Rishonim all quote it. In fact, there's a Yesh Oimrim that you know who this Rabbeinu Yaakov was, who was one of the Bali Toysis, that wrote the Shalas Shuvas Mid HaShemayim, who asked the Shiloh about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's name was Yaakov. In fact, the reason Rabbeinu Tam was called Yaakov is because his name was Yaakov. Yaakov Ish Tam Yosef Oyalim. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Pashup Shat. There's other tires on this, but that's the Pashup Shat of why Rabbeinu Tam was called Rabbeinu Tam. And there's a Yesh Ayman that says that it was Rabbeinu Tam. And the Chidah, in his first tshuva, in his Shailos HaTshuva, is Chaim Shaul, and it's also in the Shem HaGdoilim Ba'arichos, he brings this Yesh Ayman that he's heard a lot of people say that the Shailos HaTshuva is Men HaShemayim was Rabbeinu Tam. He says a very big mistake. He doesn't believe it was Rabbeinu Tam. Forget, he brings a raya from that Shailah that it wasn't Rabbeinu Tam from the Lashon that he used in the Shailah. But the point is, he says that it could be that other person was also called Rabbeinu Tam sometimes, because there were maybe other Yaakovs that were known as Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam was only called Rabbeinu Tam because Yaakov Ish Tam. So if you have another one of the Bali Toysers whose name is also Rabbi Yaakov, so who said he wasn't also known as Rabbeinu Tam? So the fact that there's such a rumor, it probably came from the fact that people called him Rabbeinu Tam. But it's not the Rabbeinu Tam. So who was it? He says it's Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimeroish. Regardless, this is the Shailos HaTshuvas Min HaShemayim. This is the halachas that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, how in the world can we be soimach on this? What's Pashup Shat? Like, how in the world can you use the Shailos HaTshuvas Min HaShemayim? So I don't have a good answer, but I tell you, the Chidah wrote a whole arichos on this, 10 pages on this, in a Shema Gedolim. Rav Reuven Margolis, author of the Margolis Hayam, wrote a hakdama that I don't have, but there's a hakdama that was written by Rav Reuven Margolis to the Shailos HaTshuvas Min HaShemayim, where he goes through the whole sugya of chaloy mois. So we have to get a hold of that. But that's brought down in Rav Reuven Margolis' sefer. But this is a kasha. The other big kasha is a more obvious kasha. Not the divrei chaloy mois loy mailov loy meridens. Hey, you paskin shailos based on dreams. But it's more than that. What happened to Torah Leida Shamayim here? That's a big kasha. And the Chidah spends a lot of time on that as well. And one of the things the Chidah says is that really, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, we didn't speak this out the other day, is that the whole halacha kedivri be'isul comes from a baskal. What happened to that Torah Leib HaShemayim? Regardless, there's so much to talk about, but this is in the Shema Gedolim where he says this raid, but let's just end with one final aura, something a little bit lighter. Hashtag rest of the story. And that is something that we've spoken about in the past, but I think it's a raid by it, but the aim based medrash b'loy chiddush. So the Gemara said that Abaye and Rava were having the same dreams. And they went to Bar Hedya. He was a Paisa Chaloimus. And Abaye would pay him. Rava didn't pay him. Abaye got positive interpretations. Rava got negative interpretations. Then Rava went by himself. He thought maybe he'd have a different mazel. It was the same thing. Then Rava started paying him. And everything worked out. Meaning, he would tell him his dreams. And all the dreams that he told him were good dreams. One of the dreams that Rava told Bar Hedya during that last phase was, he said, I had a dream, and in my dream I saw Abaye's house come crumbling down, and I was covered by his dust. Bar Hedya, what does this all mean? So Bar Hedya said, I'm going to tell you what it means. It means Abaye's going to die, and after Abaye dies, you're going to take over, and you're going to become the next Rosh Yeshiva. It seems pretty clear from this Gemara, because again, in the Gemara's before, everything that Bar Hedya said happened, everything. So if this sounds like, if this was one of Rava's dreams, and this is what Bar Hedya told him was going to happen, so presumably this is exactly what happened. Meaning, if someone asks you a trivia question, who was Nifter first? Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava always come together. The answer is Abaye. Abaye passed away before Rava. How do you know it? It's the Gemara we just learned. It's the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Tafnun Vava Meral. The truth is, there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, where the Gemara says that Choyma Devisu Da Abaye. After Abaye passed away, so Abaye's wife's name was Chaima. She went to Rava, and she wanted Rava to work out for him that she should be able to be supported from the estate that Abaye left over. It's a Mishnah. It's the name of a parak in Masechtas Ksubis. So if a man dies, the Yisoyimim Yarshim, but they have to make sure that they take care of any of the girls that aren't Yarshining, and the Amana. The Amana has to be supported from this late man's estate. So Chaima, the Mishnah Abaye, comes to Rava and told Rava, my husband, Abaye, died. I need you to work out for me. Interestingly, the Gemara over there says that Rava worked out the rations, whatever Chaima was supposed to get. And one of the things she didn't get was wine. She said, I want wine. So he said, I knew Abaye very well. And I'm telling you, Abaye never drank wine. And the Gemara there tells a very, very interesting story. But regardless, you see in that Gemara clearly that who died first? Abaye and then Rava. Because after Abaye passed away, Chaima Abaye's widow came to Rava and told Rava, can you work it out for me? As I said before, the truth is that Rav Shri Ragoyin, in his Igeris, says this. Rav Shri Ragoyin, when he goes through the Tkufa of the Amiram, he says as follows. Abaye was Rosh Hashiva. Lebasar Abaye, Malach Rava b'Mechuza. After Abaye was Nifter, Rava took over the Min Pumpadisa Hava. Mechuza was in Pumpadisa, and that's where Rava had his Melucha. Says the Rav Shri Ragoyin, how do I know that Abaye passed away first, and that after Abaye passed away, Rava took over? Kidem Mefarish, Baharoya, it's Mefarish, a Parakaroya, Barhedya, Mefashach, Elmanava, Noch Navshid Abaye, Vaosim Siftilakamach. So you see clearly that this is the way it is, says the Rav Shri Ragoyin, that when Rava became Rosh Yeshiva, he was Rosh Yeshiva for 14 years. After, and he was the only Rosh Yeshiva, there was no one else. It was only Rava, and everybody was by Rava. After Rava passed away, then already the yeshiva divided into two. At Basar, Rava, Ipalgin Tarte Mesifta, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was in Pumpadisa, and then afterwards there was Rav Papa. So Abaya, then it went to Rava, and then after Rava, there were already two. It was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rav Papa. But the point is that at first Abaya passed away, then Rava passed. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, in Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, Naga, Taf Yud Chesem and Aleph, that with this basic Hanacha, with this basic Hanacha, I can be Machriya between a big Machloikis Rashi and Toysis throughout Shas. There's a Gemara Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, Taf Yud Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara that discusses the base Eli. So we know that there was a curse on the family of Eli that no one was going to be Mayrach Yamim. And the Gemara over there says that Abaya V'rabba or Rava, Tashayla, Travayim Beis Eli Avakasi. They both came from Beis Eli. Rabba or Rava, the Asak B'Toira, who learned Torah, Chaya Arba and Shnen. He lived 40 years. Abaya, that was Asak B'Toira, Gemilas Chasadim, Chaya Shit and Shnen. He lived 60 years. So Rabba or Rava lived 40 years. Abaya lived until he was 60. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, this is checkmate. Based on this guy, and there's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, the Gersa Rabba Rava. He says, it's for sure Rabba. Says, how do I know? So we need one more Gemara. A Gemara that we learned very recently. A Gemara that from Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Abaye and Rava were both children at the same time. And the Gemara says that they came to Rav Nachman and asked them, he said, Lamim of Archin. So Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaye took him outside and he says he pointed to the Shemai. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. Abaye and Rava were children at the same time. That's clear from that Gemara. Abaye died before Rava did. How's it possible then that Abaye lived until he was 60 and Rava lived until he was 40? So it says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, throughout Shas is machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether the Ger says Rabba, whether the Ger says Rav, he says checkmate. There's no way in the world it's not possible that the Ger says should be. It's not possible that it should be Rava. Because if the Ger says going to be Rava, then there's no way to make this work. Azoy Shteit and Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Agoy Siyayiv, it's a Mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chesem Arav. Now it's interesting, there's one other Gemara that gets thrown into this whole Cheshman. Meaning when the Rishonim themselves argued, the Rishonim didn't make this cheshbon. The Rishonim themselves were, so what were they making this time? How do you know if it's Rabba Rav? The whole machloik is Rabba, no, Rava. I mean, there's so many Gemaras in Shas, Rabba Rav. So, like, how did Rashi here know it's Rava, and how did Tosfos there know that it's Rabba? Like, where was it coming from? So really, it hinged upon another thing. Because if Rava, or Rabba, came from Beis Eli, it would mean that Rava, or Rabba, was a Kayan. Because the Bnei Eli were all Kayanim. Say the Rishonim, I have a Mefurish Gemara, where it's Mavur, that Rava wasn't a Kayan. Where's this Gemara? It's a Gemara Mesachtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara over there is discussing the Zroya, Lichayayim, and the Kefa. So the halacha is that if someone shechts Chulin, you have to take the Zroya, Lichayayim, and the Kefa, those are parts of the animal, and you have to give it to the Kayan. That's some of the Matnas Kuna that the Kayan used to get, even from a behemoth, that's Chulin. And the Gemara says, the Gemara over there tells a story that Rava and Rav Sastra were once sitting by Yoichana Breid Rav Chana Bar Ada. And the Gemara over there says there was some good food over there, and Rava's told his gabbai, he said, you're a Kohen, you're entitled to the Zroya L'Chayayim in the Keva. Do me a favor, go chap the Zroya L'Chayayim in the Keva and be mezakeh to me. And the Gemara is discussing, could you do that? It's based on a chiddush that Rabbi Yosef said that if someone's a Kohen, the makire kahuna, he could be mezakeh his matnes kahuna even before he physically has it. But either way, says Tosfos, I don't understand Pashem Shan in this Gemara. If you're telling me that Rava was a Kohen, and the right gears in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Chesem, and this is the Gemara in other places as well, is that Rava is the one that came from Beis Eli. Israeli. So Chvashtenish. So if Rava was a Kohen, why do you have to tell his Gabba to go ahead and chab it for him? So regardless, this is the Gemara that they bring. So the Shaila and Shas, whether it's Rava or Rabba, comes down to something else, whether or not Rava was a Kohen or wasn't a Kohen. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I could do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic, I can make my own cheshbon. But just to end, Moshe Plotnik showed me that really this whole cheshbon of Rabbi Yaakov Emden is really a mefurish toisvus. It's a toisvus Yeshanim, a beautiful maramakim. It's in Perik Mitzvahs Chalitza. It's a Masechtas Yevamnes. Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there brings as well. Rabba Vabaya Midabes Eilu Kos. I'll just read it inside. V'loy Gar Sinan Rava, says the toisvus Yeshanim. Don't be Gairis Rava. Da Rava Lehayakayim. Rava wasn't a Kohen. Kedi Isav Perik Hazraya. Da Amalei L'Shamayish Hayakayim. Zul Zaki de Matanis. Avul Hu Loi Rotzel Liskoy Shloi Hayakayim. He couldn't take the Israel Chaim and Kevin by himself. He needed his Gaba to take it for him. Va'oid, the Omar, Rabba Chaya Mem Shana, Vabaya Chaya Samach Shnin. Rabba lived 40, Abaya lived 60. Uba Perak Avopi Shaninu Shachoya Rava Acher Abaya. We know from Perak Avopi that Rava lived after Abaya. Das Yachoyim Devisu Da Abaya Lakami De Rava. The Livs Aglei Mizayne. The Ein Loimer Da Abaya Noilu Koidim Yoisim Yichav Shana. And you can't tell me that Abaya was born more than 20 years before Rava. Sharim Matzina Uba Perak Shloisha Shachlo Da Abaya Verava Abi Yosvi Kamei De Rabba. Oma Lahula Mima Varchin Abaya Achvi Latlala Verava Nothing Lashuka Vafli Klap Yishmaya Al Maktanim Hoyushne Moisesha. You see they were Ktanim at the same time. So it says the the only Gemara he doesn't quote is our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Gemara with Bar Hedya, Rav Shrira going does quote our Gemara. Either way, a little bit of the rest of the